Now it's over to the news desk with Rich Gomez and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuba condemns interference in China's internal affairs.
Cuba and Egypt celebrate 70 years of diplomatic ties.
Venezuelan opposition leader associates to be investigated for crimes against Haiti.
Robert Mugabe, former president of Zimbabwe, dies.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuba has condemned the blatant interference in China's internal affairs surrounding the violent incidents reported in Hong Kong. The island's Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued on Thursday the following statement. In recent weeks, we have noted with concern the succession of violent demonstrations and acts of vandalism in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region promoted from abroad, which seek to affect the political, economic, and social order and create insecurity in the People's Republic of China. Hong Kong's return to Chinese sovereignty in 1997 was an act of historic justice and an expression of the peaceful spirit of the People's Republic of China, despite having been a victim of the imposition of unequal treaties by imperialist powers. Since then, and with its current status, Hong Kong has been an inseparable part of the People's Republic of China and has achieved a solid level of development with stability and economic prosperity based on the successful implementation of the principles of One China and One Country, Two Systems. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemns the interference in China's internal affairs and rejects any attempt to break the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the People's Republic of China. Cuba supports Beijing's central government efforts as well as those by Hong Kong's authorities to reverse this situation, preserve peace and restore stability. We fully trust in the capacity and wisdom of the Chinese authorities to put an end to these destabilizing events and return to normality.
Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Ana Yancy Rodriguez highlighted on Thursday the good relations between Cuba and Egypt during an event to celebrate the 70 years of bilateral diplomatic ties. Attending the ceremony were Egyptian Ambassador Mohamed Hisham Gamal and members of the African and Middle Eastern diplomatic services accredited to the island. In her remarks, Rodriguez commented on the historical ties and the bonds of friendship that unite both peoples, and she recalled the friendship and mutual admiration between the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and the prominent Egyptian leader and former president of that nation, Gamal Nasser. On behalf of the Caribbean island, the deputy foreign minister thanked Egypt for its traditional support for the resolution that the island submits each year to the United Nations General Assembly, demanding an end to the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. She added, faced with the intensification of the blockade and the hostility of the U.S. government against Cuba, we are sure that we can count on the solidarity of Egypt together with the international community in the demand for an end of this policy that violates the U.N. Charter and international law.
Venezuela's Vice President, Delcy Rodriguez, says opposition lawmaker Juan Guaido heads a criminal organization whose main purpose is to transfer the country's assets to foreign countries, especially the United States. The Venezuelan people know who Juan Guaido is. He does not represent a political project. Basically, it's a criminal group, Rodriguez said in a press conference. During the media encounter, Rodriguez played a taped phone conversation between Manuel Avendano, identified as an outside advisor to Guaido, and Vanessa Newman, a Venezuelan-American and member of Guaido's inner circle. Avendano and Newman can be heard discussing the need to change Venezuela's stance regarding its territorial dispute with neighboring Guyana over the Essequibo region, which is currently under Guyana's jurisdiction. Newman, who according to Rodriguez works for the U.S. Department of Defense, said on the tape it was necessary for Venezuela to renounce its claims to the region. The revelation led Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to ask prosecutors to undertake an exhaustive investigation of all of the crimes that are being committed there, Rodriguez said. Rodriguez described Guaidó as a project prepared and planned by the government of the United States to commit crimes.
Former president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, has died at the age of 95, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said. It is with the utmost sadness that I announce the passing of Zimbabwe's founding father and former president, Robert Mugabe, Mnangagwa posted on Twitter early on Friday. He further wrote, Mugabe was an icon of liberation, a Pan-Africanist who dedicated his life to the emancipation and empowerment of his people. His contribution to the history of our nation and continent will never be forgotten. May his soul rest in eternal peace. Mugabe died in the Singapore hospital, surrounded by his family and his wife, Grace, various sources to ZimLive website indicated. The former president of Zimbabwe had been hospitalized and receiving medical treatment in the Asian city for the last 5 months. Robert Mugabe held power in Zimbabwe for 37 years, since independence from the UK in 1980, before relinquishing power in November 2017.
And you've joined us at Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast on shortwave around the world, FM in and around Havana, and we're on our website in English if you find us there.
Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is calling on the United States government to remove the unjust blockade against Cuba. Skerrit made the appeal during a ceremony held at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium on Wednesday evening, where over 60 Cuban construction workers were recognized. According to Dominica News online website, they have been on island for the past 14 months to assist in the country's recovery efforts post-Hurricane Maria. I will always stand in defense of the sovereignty of the Republic of Cuba, Skerrit said. Cuba has a right to self-determination, and we will continue to call on the United States government to remove this unjust blockade against the Cuban people and the great people of the Cuban Revolution, he said. Skerrit said Dominica's commitment to Cuba and its people, its independence, and its sovereignty is unquestionable. The Prime Minister added that the Cubans who have been assisting Dominica for the past 14 months have been exceptional ambassadors of the Cuban Revolution and the Cuban government.
The Prime Minister of Finland, which currently holds the presidency of the Council of the European Union, says that it is pretty obvious now that Britain will leave the bloc without a deal. Addressing reporters at a news conference in Helsinki on Friday, Antti Rinne delivered a sobering assessment of the Brexit crisis, with under 2 months left until the deadline of October 31st. He stated that the situation in Britain is quite a mess now. We don't know what is happening there. It seems pretty obvious now that we are not getting Brexit with the agreement. Rinne's pessimistic tone puts him at odds with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who insisted earlier this week that progress was being made in Brexit talks. Johnson also told reporters at a police training center in West Yorkshire on Thursday that he would never ask the European Union for an extension of the Brexit deadline, claiming he'd rather be dead in a ditch. A new bill, which forces the UK Prime Minister to seek a 3 months extension from Brussels, goes to the House of Lords on Friday and is expected to become law on Monday.
And we're back to the news desk with Rich and Charles.
Cuba condemns interference in China's internal affairs.
Cuba and Egypt celebrate 70 years of diplomatic ties.
Venezuelan opposition leader associates to be investigated for crimes against Haiti.
Robert Mugabe, former president of Zimbabwe, dies.